Nothing but old 45s.
Sweet country music.
Okay, folks. Let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down home from the heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's this kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got.
Keeps on messing up my windshield.
welcome to another edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. And as always, it's going to be a good one. Coming up during the second half of this show will be our Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to feature some songs from hit country movies. Should be fun. That was John Anderson and something he had a number 8 hit record with back in 1981, Chicken Truck. Chicken Truck was the story of a guy driving behind a truck full of, well, chickens with feathers flying all over the place. Loved the line about when he's passing out the chicken truck. Finally, he sees the driver eating what looks like some fried chicken. Off in the set with a number 1 hit record Faith Hill had in 1998. This Kiss. Faith Hill started having hit records back in 1993, and This Kiss was one of her many number 1 hits. Faith Hill has won a lot of awards, including 15 Academy of Country Music Awards. Not only is Faith Hill popular on country radio stations, but on pop radio stations as well.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
The fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Well, he played an old tune called Soldier's Joy and played a one called The Boston Boy. Prettiest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where the fiddling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, hound hailing above the town. Played the fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pin was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town. On the fiddle, play the fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place. Ever in my heart, young love. tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me.
There you go, a timeless hit record from Sonny James. Young Love from way back in 1956. The song landed at number one on the country music charts in late 1956 for the Alabama singer-songwriter. Young Love was what is called a crossover hit and actually landed at number one on the pop charts in early 1957. Sonny James is widely recognized by music historians for having the first country pop crossover hit record with Young Love. I opened the set with a number one hit record from 1984 done by Ricky Skaggs, Uncle Pen. The song has a bluegrass feel to it, and that was because it was originally written and recorded by bluegrass legend Bill Monroe, but it became popular in 1956 when it was recorded by another country music legend, Porter Wagoner.
Sweet country music.
Still free. Why not me? little cafe just the other side of the border. She was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way, but she belonged to that fat man Jose. So inviting, I just couldn't resist to just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, Jose's on his way." And I knew I should run. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand and threw the
that song somewhere before? Sure you did. And if you were listening to your radio around 1977, you would have heard that song come a little bit closer, a duet from two country music legends, Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricke. The song was a number four hit for the two of them and was a remake of a top 40 hit record for Jay and the Americans back in 1964. I opened the set with the Judds and their number one hit record from 1984, Why Not Me? Naomi Judd and her daughter Winona Judd just couldn't be stopped back in the 1980s. They had hit after hit after hit, and Winona Judd went on to have an amazing solo career for herself between 1992 and 2005.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off from about San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. As we travel, my head sound my town, but no local yoke gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a cheap guitar. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got the two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and take you back with me to the guitar tab.
Ever been to Guitar Town? Well, I've been to Nashville and Memphis. It's pretty close, I guess. That was Steve Earle and his number 7 hit from 1986, Guitar Town. The song was the title track of his debut album of the same name, and what an album. If you have a chance to listen to some of the songs on that album, please do. Now, by now I've said many times that I love a song with a good story, and the Johnny Cash song I opened up the set with has a doozy of a story. I opened the set with One Piece at a Time from 1976. It's the story of a guy who works on an assembly line at a Detroit car factory. Over the years, he accumulates all the parts to build a Cadillac and finally gets it on the road. Johnny Cash was well known for recording songs about the working man. Speaking of the working man, how about a song from Merle Haggard about a guy who is a working man? I mean, he does his best, you know, to pay the bills, pay his taxes. Here's Merle Haggard.
For years I've been busting my rear to make a living, but it ain't made. For years I've been trying to pay all my bills, but they ain't paid. I owe every dime I make to every soul I know. The higher up I reach, the farther down I go. And this old broken back of mine is all I've got to show. And anyway, a working man can't get nowhere today. Lord, a working man can't get nowhere today. A working man ain't got no time to play. Today I'll work my fanny, old man, leave it lay. A working man can't get nowhere today. I pay my income tax, and the government gives back what I got coming. Lord, but it ain't much. I pay my child support, 'cause I'm a law-abiding sort and an easy touch. Yet I starve myself to death, trying to keep my family fed. I keep my budget tight, trying to get myself ahead. But I'll still be deep in debt the day that I fall dead. That's why I say, Lord, a working man can't get nowhere today. Well, a working man can't get nowhere today. A working man ain't got no time to play. Tonight I'll work my fanny, old man, leave it lay. A working man can't get nowhere today.
One more time, Merle.
A working man can't get nowhere today.
That's Merle Haggard and something he did back in 1976. A working man can't get nowhere today. The song tells the story of a guy who works his butt off for years just to pay the bills, his taxes, and child support, trying to keep his head above water. So true in many cases. And by the way, the song landed at number 16 on the country music charts back in 1976. Now, if you think for one moment that disc jockeys make a lot of money, think again. Oh, yeah, in the big cities like Los Angeles, New York, Dallas, you know, they'll make a lot of money. But around here, yeah, keep dreaming. We do it because we love what we do. Have a comedy break coming up here on Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Crack, your host. Stick around.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
Well, hi there, folks. It's Carl Close out here, your old pal. Here's the opportunity you've been waiting for, a chance to have 400,000 American musical favorites right in your own home. But don't take my word for it. Try the records in your own home for 10 years. Take a leave of absence from your job and give them a listen, folks. Quack now. Send cash, check, or money order. Send anything you want, folks. You can send food stamps, pawn tickets, I don't care, T-shirts. Send it to Amazing Record Offer, room 700, Sabu Building, Okinawa. Or call 661-3261. In town, call direct. Out of town, lots of luck. And if you act now, we're going to include some of these bonus albums for you, folks. I'll tell you as many as I can in the time remaining here. A two-hour recording of Threats by Jimmy Hoffa. An on-the-spot recording of an innocent victim beating the daylights out of Alan Funt. The Genius of Don Pardo. A complete collection of Vaughn Monroe's fishing tips. A three-hour recording of Sam Levinson describing his kitchen as a child. A three-hour recording of Dr. Timothy Leary describing his child as a kitchen. A documentary entitled One Nation Indivisible, Parts 1 and 2. One-hour recording of the Milwaukee dial tone. And to wind things up, something you're really going to freak on, we got the brand new John Lennon album. And if you play it backwards at slow speed, you can hear a voice saying, "Dummy, you're playing it backwards at slow speed."
Are you ready, kids?
Yeah!
I can't hear you.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music Feature Presentation. And this time I'm going to feature a couple of songs from hit country music movies. Over the years, there have been many movies with a country music theme and story. Now, while some movies were real good, some were not. Some were real stinkers. So I decided to play songs from a 1982 movie called Honky Tonk Man and another movie by the name of 9 to 5 from 1980. In fact, here's Dolly Parton telling her boss a thing or two.
I got a gun out there in my purse, and up to now I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up. But I tell you one thing, if you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
It's up.
seem. You look quite so sad. I've never felt me feel quite so bad. And I know we both feel that we have been had. I guess they were just not that strong. I lost my woman, hey, you lost your man. Who knows who's right and who's wrong? But I've still got my guitar, and I've got a plan. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man, and we'll get through this night the best way we can. It's the best old painkiller since hurting began. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man. I miss that woman, you miss him too. There's not a hill of a lot we can do, but cling to each other till the hurting is through. But the hurt can only last just so long. You be my woman, I'll be your man, even if just for a while. I still got my guitar, and I've got a plan. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man. Throw your arms round this honky-tonk man, and we'll get through this night the best way we can. It's the best old painkiller since hurting began. Honky-tonk man, throw your arms round this honky-tonk man.
There you go, a couple of songs I chose for the Sweet Country Music Feature Presentation, spotlighting songs from movies with a country music theme, and I'll bet you never expected that one. That was Marty Robbins and Honky Tonk Man. Now, I played that song for a good reason. The song is from the 1982 movie Honky Tonk Man, starring Clint Eastwood. Honky Tonk Man was the final appearance in a film by Marty Robbins before he passed away. The song was a number 10 hit for him, also in 1982. The movie is based loosely on the life of Jimmy Rogers. I opened the set with one of my favorite movies, 9 to 5 from 1980, starring Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin. The song itself was also a number one hit for Dolly Parton, who starred in the movie. I just had to add that bit of dialogue from the movie where she tells her boss what she'll do to him if he continues his bigoted ways. The film grossed over $103 million at the box office as well. So if you get a chance, make a lot of popcorn and sit down and watch Honky Tonk Man and 9 to 5.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Rawls enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Rawls enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band."
dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin' up that bow for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Drinking, piston, clanking, air polluting, smoke belching, four-wheeled buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Well, I'm not a man to point a judge, very willing to hold a grudge, but I think it's time to send me a few choice words. All about that demon, automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now it's red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pants. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars he'd have seen that was all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille.
Am I smoking, choking on a mobile?
If you drive any kind of car, maybe a Ford product, like an F-150, you'll appreciate that song. That was Lord Mr. Ford from Jerry Reed. The song was the number one hit for him in 1973, and every time I hear that song, it puts a smile on my face. Now, when's the last time you saw a new car for $4,000? Of course, the record was made in 1973. Now, try to find a $14,000 new car. Well, maybe on the used car lot. I opened the set with Alabama and their number one hit from 1984. If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That is certainly true. The song was on a long list of number one songs that Alabama had. I mean, I could do an entire show on just Alabama.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Like to me, you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph in the gas station. Started to laugh.
She said I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said, good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust.
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas braids, candy apple red rodeo.
Maybe I was straddling the fence just like she said. It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map.
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off. Texas plays candy apple red rodeo. Yeah, how fast can I go? I gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plays candy apple red rodeo.
There you go, the story of the Little Red Rodeo done by Colin Ray. The song landed at number 3 on the Billboard Country Singles Record Chart in late 1997 and early 1998, staying at number 3 for 3 weeks. Ever watch the TV show Walker, Texas Ranger? Well, if you have, you may have seen Colin Ray singing Little Red Rodeo on an episode of that show. I opened the set with Glenn Campbell and his number one hit from 1977, Southern Nights. Glenn Campbell hit the record charts way back in 1962 and just kept on producing hit after hit until 1993. Along the way, he racked up a lot of awards and was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville in 2005.
Sweet country music.
Here's one of the legends of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? And he said, well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Thank you.
other night I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, Tex, excuse me please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Pop, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Yeah, now you gotta go outside to smoke. There's a classic country song if there ever was one. Tex Williams and Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, a number one hit record during the summer of 1947. Wow, that's a long time ago. But if the song sounds familiar, it's probably because it's been re-recorded by an awful lot of folks. In fact, Tex Williams himself re-recorded the song again in 1968, and the song became a hit all over again. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over. However, I guarantee there'll be another edition of Sweet Country Music coming your way very soon on this radio station, so stick around. Had a chance to play some really interesting stuff, including some car songs, One Piece at a Time from Johnny Cash, and my favorite, Lord Mr. Ford from Jerry Reed. Now I got to find some songs about Chevys. I'm sure I can find one. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sweet Country Music. It's a production of Nothing But Old 45s. I'm Larry Kraft, your host. Take care. Talk to you next time.